Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it is a great honor to have. He's one of my favorite people in the city. The president of the FOP, John McNesby, is with us. Hi, John.
Hey, Ange. How are you?
And a couple of things. John has been telling us what it has been like to be a police officer in Philadelphia since the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Six full weeks now, John. You're telling me the morale among the policemen in this town is at an all-time high.
It is, especially after the Super Bowl. I mean, like I was just saying, 30 years involved in the city and policing and everything from A to Z. The guys and girls that worked that detail that day didn't complain. They loved it. They didn't care whether they got a relief. They didn't care what time they started, what time they went home, how much they got paid. They just wanted to be there, and they were having a blast.
And you know what? They did a phenomenal job.
Everybody did.
For all the concerns people had, we're going to have 3 million people in the city at all. Very few incidents. Great. And we were watching the cops, and they were just bonding with the fans while the whole thing was going on.
You got to use your head on that day. You don't go out to enforce the law. You contain everybody. Make sure everybody has a good time. Be safe and get home in one piece.
Is the city in a better state? Like, do you find that it's less – are there less incidents you have to deal with because people are in a better mood?
Well, I can tell you, people are in a better mood. I know a lot less people are going to jail now since our new DA has taken office. But, you know, that being said,
I love you, John. John, you're the best.
I mean, right. Everybody's, you know, it seems like it's a good time. Everybody, the crowd there that day was awesome. I was down there. I don't know who estimated that crowd. I mean, it was packed. Whether Stevie Wonder did it or not, I don't know.
Hold on. Now, I gave a number
your sweet
out, John.
Spot.
John, what would they say? 750? Would they have to be insane? I have 3.2 million.
I don't know. I mean, there was at least 1.5 million people.
At
least 1.5 million
now.
To 2 million.
At least.
Whether they estimated it right by the art museum, I don't know. But it was packed.
It was way more than what they said.
You couldn't.
John, was it more than for the Phillies? Were there more people at that parade than the Phillies parade?
You know, that's a. I think so, absolutely.
Right.
I think it was more. There was absolutely more on the Parkway. No
doubt
about it.
It was strung out more. It was longer.
Right.
Right. Because they did theirs at the sports complex.
And you figure
it was the weather on the day of the Phillies parade was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, it was. But
from the beginning,
there were more.
From Patterson Avenue all the way down, you were three, four, five deep all the way down.
Right.
You know, there was no room. There was no cement left to stand on.
Well, it's tremendous. John, you guys did a phenomenal job at it. And we're just thrilled that we can hold our Wing Bowl every year and make it benefit one of the best causes there is to benefit, the Survivors Fund. Tell us again, because there are people out there that are not familiar with it, and it's such a great cause. If people out there would like to give, tell us a little bit about what the Survivors Fund is.
Well, the Survivors Fund is there for, you know, unfortunately, it's not a matter of if we're going to lose another officer. It's a matter of when.
Yep.
And when the lights go off, when the press goes away, when the TVs and everybody else goes away, and your loved one is buried, we don't forget. We're there continually for years to come, whether it's for your child. I mean, I watched one officer's wife, Kim Pulowski, who never got a chance to meet his son. So we make sure that we take that place and try and do as much as we can. And the people that go around and say, I know how you feel, I lost a loved one, you don't know how you feel until you buried somebody to a tragic event like that. So
they give their lives for us.
It's important. Everybody on our staff, every officer that's out there on the street, we always say once you lose a loved one, you've gained 7,000 additional family members with the Philadelphia Police Department.
Well, that's the bond that we saw when we started this. Al started the Wing Bowl 26 years ago, and Al, you didn't foresee that we could do this kind of good.
Thank God nobody's going to go to jail from the Wing Bowl.
I want to tell you something. In the past, we have done what we could to give you some money from our Wing Bowl, proceeds for our Wing Bowl. We've never come close to what we're doing now.
No.
Our market manager, who does a great job here for Entercom and all of the stations, Entercom stations here, is David Yagaroff. And Dave, I want you to do the honors because I know you are behind some of this great. This amount is staggering. And we want to tell people what we are able to give to the FOP proceeds from the Wing Bowl.
So we're really proud to have local ownership now. As you know, you've had our CEO, David Field, on the radio. And when you bring it home, they're certainly aware of what goes on in our town and what it is you and your guys put together. And obviously, our donation with the Wing Bowl, we wanted to step it up this year, so we have a check for you for $50,000.
Wow.
For the FLP Survivors Fund.
This is awesome, man. Thank you very much.
It's truly our pleasure.
Angelo,
$50,000. I want you to know this isn't just a big check.
No.
The little check actually on paper is in his hand now.
It says we are so thrilled that Entercom stepped up the way they did. David's right. They're local. They understand what we are and what Wing Bowl is, and they went, what you've been given is not enough. We got to give a lot more.
This is huge. I mean, when Cindy and Ree and everybody said, come down, you got to be there. You got to make sure you're there early. Yep. We have a surprise. I didn't expect $50,000.
It's the new world we live in, and we're proud.
On behalf of all the cops and the families that are out there, we thank you guys, Dave, Angelo, you, everybody. Al, thank you very much. We really appreciate it.
We talk about sports heroes every day on the show. They're no way near the heroes that your guys are. Because your guys risk their lives every day for us.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Yep. John?
Thank you.
Hopefully we will continue to be able to deliver this kind of thing to you in the future if the company decides we have to keep doing Wing Bowls.
That's awesome. We're in.
Very nice. David, thank you as always. Thank you so much. John, thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's huge. That's awesome.
That's a big number.
Every year I was like,
I love it.
I was going crazy. Yeah. Like, we got to give.
We were going, we got to give more.
When they told us, you've never heard the morning show after the meeting break out into cheers and applause.
When David told us the number, he was talking directly with Entercom, and we went, I'm sorry, say that again. My hearing's going bad.
Yeah.
Give 50 grand out.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nice.
That is phenomenal. Nice. And we're just happy we could do it and hope to continue to support them because we know how much support they need from our community. It's a spectacular thing.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.